Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Released just after midnight, the House Judiciary Committee's report on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump. A House vote on impeachment is expected Wednesday or Thursday, followed by a trial next month in the Senate. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham tells Face the Nation on CBS he wants that to move quickly.
I am ready to vote on the underlying articles. I don't really need to hear a lot of witnesses.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he wants witnesses called and documents introduced.
There's more damning evidence to be had. And they don't want the American people to see that. And I think that's disgraceful.
Congressman Schiff on ABC's This Week. There's an Amber Alert for a brother and sister last seen playing in their front yard in Jacksonville, Florida. Braxton and Bria Williams are 6 and 5 years old. Their grandmother says their father went inside to get food for a barbecue, came back out, and the kids were gone. America's listening to Fox News.
Much more shopping to do. Come on, there's just no ending to the holiday spending for you. Out to the malls you're going like millions of people all do. Come on, there's just no ending to the holiday spending for you. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, let's go. Go shell out some dough. It's getting closer to Christmas, you know. Now you're up, now you're up, right up to one grand. That's more than you planned. And you're charging it all on your MasterCard. And your budget's tight. Those gifts are nice and pricey. You kind of wish they were free.
I can't afford gifts.
Right now you're probably thinking how much in debt you will be. So your bank account might plummet and you break a budget or two. Right now there's just no ending to the holiday spending for you.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. It is 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. Today, our attention isn't so much on holiday spending, but what's headed our way.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
It's quiet today. I mean, you can definitely feel something's going on when you go outside. It's very humid, and we're at 61 degrees right now. But and it becomes breezy during the day, and maybe a couple of spotty showers. Otherwise, uneventful. But then tonight, and especially late tonight, in the overnight hours, showers and thunderstorms become likely out ahead of a strong cold front. We think the storms could easily become severe, and any storms that do develop will start to rotate, and some of them will drop tornadoes. And unfortunately, that happens in the middle of the night. That's a problem we have here in Dixie Alley. It's something we just have to live with. My job is to try to motivate you to be ready for it by having your weather radio in the alert position. Make sure you have our weather app. Keep it next to your ear tonight when you're going to bed, because it even has an audio cue. It'll tell you when there's a watcher warning for your particular location, okay? So go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. All modes of severe weather possible, including damaging winds and tornadoes. The showers and risk continues tomorrow morning before they move into southeast Alabama later in the day, and then look for falling temperatures. We'll fall to about 46 by sunset. Windy. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night, 29. Raw day Wednesday, 49. And then we're back in the 20s again on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 7 miles per hour, 88% humidity. Temperature is 61 at 7:05.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Yoda baby, want one of you under the tree for me. Like a friendly gremlin, Yoda baby, yeah, you're my favorite tiny green guy. Adorable and precious Jedi.
Did she say
adorable?
I thought she did.
Green guy.
Man, the Mandalorian is great, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
I love it.
I enjoy it.
I just,
very much.
Yeah.
What's great?
Mandalorian. Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, I have Disney Plus. I haven't seen Mandalorian.
You haven't watched anything on Disney Plus, have you?
How did you know to ask that?
Well, you know, because you haven't really talked about it. Because there are some shows on there I think you would enjoy. Yeah. Actually.
All the National Geographic stuff, all the Imagineer stuff.
I've just been busy.
There's some great animation documentaries on there. Well, there's one about the making of Sleeping Beauty, and it's not necessarily so much about the story of Sleeping Beauty as about the animators and what they were going through to put that together.
I need to look around.
I don't know where you would find. I don't know if there's a documentary section. You could probably type that out or something. I don't know. But there's some good documentaries about some of the animators. What are they called? The Seven Old Men, I think, is what they were called. Who were the, you know, they did the Snow Whites and the Jungle Books and the...
One panel at a time, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. One frame at a time.
That's amazing.
One frame of movement at a time. Yep.
Those things had to take years to do.
Well, it does. If you look at the fluidity of some of those...
So they shoot the frame and then splice the film? I would love to know how that works. I guess I should watch one of these specials.
Disney came up with I can't remember what kind of camera it's called, but it was a camera that shoots from the top. It points down, and it points through, I don't know, like 7 or 8 layers of glass, so you can have a static background on the very bottom.
It's not flat looking. It makes it come alive more.
And then there's other layers of the background. So when a character moves, you can have things that are closer to the camera moving faster and things in the back of the camera moving slower because it provides depth. And I don't know. It's an amazing thing.
Clutch Cargo.
What?
Clutch Cargo. What's
that? That was part of a generation of cartoons for kids where everything moved rigidly except the lips moved when the character spoke. Nothing else did.
Oh.
It was kind of weird.
That's a technique that Hanna-Barbera came up with. He would put collars on his characters. So Yogi Bear has a collar. Fred Flintstone had a collar. This is the way that they could keep the body the same. And then just animate the head. I gotcha. And they wouldn't have to change, you know, that was it.
You learn something on this show every day. We have Random Facts with Jay coming up. And yes, there is, Virginia, a convoluted introduction today. A word for Kaiser Fine Furniture. If you would like to get something nice to spice up the house for Christmas or maybe for your guest room or maybe some inconsiderate relative. So we're coming there. And you are not ready. Go to Kaiser right now because throughout the month of December, they're offering incredible values and 18 months of interest-free financing for qualified customers through Synchrony Bank. Our secret weapon at Kaiser is Stella Shi. It's a big, big warehouse. So I always say when you go to Kaiser, wear comfortable shoes because you'll be doing some walking. But if you want to have a focus visit, just let them know what you're interested in seeing specifically, and they can round up the choices for you and make it real simple. They did that for us when we needed a recliner. We gave them a budget and sort of some parameters on what kind of chair we needed, and they had it lined up. And the toughest part of the whole thing was deciding between this one or that one. So we went with this one. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before you get to Oshucks as you're going north on Wetumpka Highway. And by the way, in a location where you only pay 8.25% sales tax as opposed to 10 in Montgomery. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. Again, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. They will be open today. It is 7:10. Random Facts coming up. First, your local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The man convicted of poisoning Auburn University's landmark oak trees has increased his restitution payments. Records say Harvey Updike has paid more than $3,000 in court-ordered payments since an October hearing. That's nearly half as much as Updike had paid previously since pleading guilty in 2013 to poisoning the oaks at Toomer's Corner. The increased payments came as a Lee County judge considered whether to have Updike jailed for failing to pay about $800,000 in restitution. Laura Casey, a Democratic candidate for the Public Service Commission, has filed a lawsuit against the PSC for allegedly violating the Open Meetings Act. She was one of three people ejected from a hearing last month for recording the meeting. Judge John Garner told audience members during the hearing that they couldn't record because it was a legal proceeding. And those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Only 9 more days to Christmas, and it's mayhem at the stores. Parents finding little brats, Avengers and Star Wars.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Available now, it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 on BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their 6 meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your Bama half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch. Ranch available now while they last at BamaHalfOff.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
A star is born. On December 16th, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Billy Gibbons, the future leader of ZZ Top.
Push! He's got a head, he's got a torso, and he's got legs! Although it's going to be about a year before he knows how to use them.
Billy Gibbons, a star is born.
And now, Jay Scott, question, how long you been giving us?
Randomly? Yes.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Didn't know that was where you were going to go, but that's, yeah, no, that was good. Did you know the Parliament of Iceland, the Althing?
The what?
The Parliament of Iceland is called the Althing.
Althing?
Yeah, A-L-T-H-I-N-G. Althing. Either Althing or Althing or, yeah, anyway.
And over there, the citizens saying, what's it all about, Althing?
Yeah. It may even be pronounced different in Iceland. I have no idea. But that is the oldest surviving parliament in the world, having been founded in the year 930.
Here, and I thought I had smoked it.
Parliament, I get it. Is this a cigarette?
Yeah, see what I did there?
Yeah. And then another song he referred to is a Barbara Streisand song from decades ago.
I thought it was Dionne Warwick.
Oh, you're right. What's it all about? All thing?
Wasn't that dumb, Bailey? I'm sorry.
She doesn't care. Did you know Charles Dickens once jumped in through the window of his wife-to-be's home dressed in a sailor suit? He then proceeded to do a jig whilst playing the hornpipe. He then jumped back out of the window again. He re-entered the room wearing normal clothes as if nothing had happened.
Oh, that Charlie Dickens.
Just a strange thing.
That Charlie Dickens, man. He's a panic.
Did you know in 1898, Nikolai Tesla tricked an entire crowd into believing that they could control a boat by shouting commands? However, he had invented radio control and was piloting the boat himself.
1898, huh?
Yeah, the crowd that was present at the exhibition couldn't find a rational explanation for how the boat was moving. They thought it was either magic or telepathy. They even thought that it was piloted by a trained monkey that was hidden inside the boat. When Tesla saw the reaction of the crowd, he decided to trick them into believing that they could control the boat by shouting commands. And he also encouraged them to ask the boat questions. Somebody asked the question, what is the cube root of 64? Tesla had a plan for that. He made lights on the boat flash four times.
Oh.
As the answer.
Oh. The cube root. Is that the same as the square root?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. He was sending signals to the mechanism using a small box with control levers on the side.
That Tesla. When do you get together with Dickens?
I still haven't seen, what was it, the current war?
Which one?
The current war.
Oh, yeah. Is it out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I believe it is.
All right, let me check.
Is it out on video yet?
No. No, it wouldn't be out.
It's in the theater.
No, I think it is.
It's not in the top 10 if it is. That we saw the trailer for that. That looked good.
Over a year ago. You know when we saw that trailer? We were watching The Darkest Hour. That's how long ago it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. We got to find out.
What is it called again?
The Current War.
The Current War.
You know, like an electrical current.
Yeah,
the Current
War.
Yeah,
I got you. The Current War. All right.
When did it... Oh, I see. It released October 25th of this year.
Yeah, is it already out?
It actually came out last year in September for festival screenings. Oh, but it came out October 25th of this year. I'm trying to see if it has any type of...
If it's streaming?
Or... Yeah.
I don't see
it. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. The world may never know.
Interesting.
Did you know... Margaret Mitchell's husband said to her one day, "For God's sakes, Peggy, can't you write a book instead of reading thousands of them?" And so she did.
And that was?
Starting with the ending first. She wrote the ending first.
Huh.
As she went on to write Gone with the Wind.
You know what? That's kind of the way I write my little magazine column.
Right?
Yeah, because the two most important things.
Mm-hmm.
First line, last line.
Sure.
And I think I'm pretty good at reprise.
Nice.
Check out me in RiverRegionBoom.com this month. It's a good one. It's called Lights, Action, Christmas.
Did you know that, here's a pro tip for you if you're ever in Austria. If you're in America needing to find an embassy in Austria, you can go to any McDonald's in the country. I don't know how many are there. And they will provide you a phone number and even a phone if you need it in order to contact the embassy.
Okay.
Did you know 37% of job applications are submitted on Tuesdays more than any other day because people hate their job most when they have to return to work on Monday?
Oh. You know, Mondays, yeah, I can see that. And you don't want to go on Friday because usually whoever you're trying to see is in a hurry to get lost, so you're not going to get the kind of time
that's
and
true.
Attention.
Yeah.
So I can see where Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday would be optimal days for interviews.
And, you know, probably there's people who, I would say jobs that get these resumes or get these applications, they probably don't go through them on a Monday. They probably go through them on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, you're catching up over the weekend on everything else, then you go through the stuff. So I have no idea. But when we come back on Random Facts, we've got... five more to do. We'll talk about the Battle of Blair Mountain, the 95% of the world's food needs and how they're provided, a giant shoe statue. We'll talk about rats.
Rats.
Yeah, and the Philippines version of apple pie.
Okay.
A eccentric assortment of random facts coming up.
7:20 is the time. If I were expert in automotive body repair and I wanted to work at MPB, there's only one thing I'd have to write on the application. I'm the very best that ever did this, because that's who they employ, the very best who work in that particular field in Montgomery Paint and Body. It's from top down. It is totally straight arrow in the sense that there is no gamesmanship, no concerns about the thoroughness with which they assess the damage on a vehicle. There used to be a game years ago where wink, wink, nod, nod, insurance adjusters, body repair places said, well, consumer's never going to see if that's there or not, so skip it and put it in your pocket. That happened. Happened a lot in the 70s. Happened everywhere, not just in Montgomery. But Donnie Turner is just not, that's not in his DNA to be that way. So they made a decision from day one, we're going to do it all, or we're not going to do it at all. And that's how they followed through. Their goal with each and every vehicle is to present the person who's been through all the grief that comes with a wreck a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. And by that, I mean a jaw-dropping reaction when you see it for the first time since the wreck.
Wow!
That's what they want. They want you to really be amazed at the work they did. So impressive that one of America's largest insurance companies videotaped their processes just to show others. This is how it should be done. That's Montgomery Peyton Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number's 27REC with a W at 722.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic on both interstates, and if you are merging 85 to 65 southbound. Police and fire department are at the bottom of the ramp on the right-hand side of the road. Fire department is checking the wood line and the houses off to the right of the interstate. The left lane is the only one open on the ramp to 65 off 85. Use caution there. The boulevard, moderate to heavy traffic. Watch out in the school zones. That is the only thing we have shaken at the ramp on 65 right now. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. If you're going to have a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure its life comes complete with Invisible Fence. With both indoor outdoor systems, they'll keep that puppy safe in designated areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and sweet cheeks and treats, demonstrations, and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6, it's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Ow. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
On August 22, 2012, WACV-FM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April 1, 2020. Our license will expire on April 1, 2020. We filed an application for license renewal with the FCC. A copy of this application is available for inspection at www.fcc.gov. It contains information concerning the station's performance over the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by March 1, 2020. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554, www.fcc.gov.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, J. Scott returns with the final.
Random facts.
The final five.
Yeah, final five.
For Monday, anyway. Did you know a group of striking coal workers in West Virginia had leftover World War I chemical bombs dropped on them by the U.S. government during the 1921 Battle of Blair Mountain, the largest labor uprising in American history?
Hmm. Battle of Blair Mountain.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a movie on this, if there, or maybe there has, and I don't know anything about it.
Get Linda Blair to be one of the stars.
It was one of the few instances of use of aircraft against civilians of the United States, and the only case where the United States Air Force was used against Americans.
That's actually unconstitutional for the American military to be used on American citizens under any circumstances.
Yeah, this was 1921. I don't know if that was... I have no idea what this... This is the first time I've ever heard of this. The Battle of Blair Mountain.
Yeah, me either.
It's not a big historical...
Yet it was the largest labor uprising in American history.
What was the year again?
1921.
Wow. I'm surprised. I mean, I remember stories about Haymarket Square in the 19th century, and there were a lot of big deal strikes after World War II.
At a rally on August 7th, Mary Harris Jones, otherwise known as Mother Jones, called on the miners not to march into Logan or Mingo counties and set up a union by force. Accused by some of losing her nerve, she feared a bloodbath in a battle between lightly armed Union forces and the more heavily armed Logan County deputies. Armed men began gathering at Lynn's Creek Mountain near Marmot.
Why have we never heard about this?
4 days later, let's see.
That's why we listen to Random Facts. He finds the unfindable.
He does?
He dreams the impossible dream. Maybe that's a little over the top, but...
What's it all about, Alfie?
The first skirmishes...
Alfing.
The first skirmishes occurred on the morning of August 25th. The bulk of the miners were still 15 miles away. The following day, President Warren Harding threatened to send in federal troops and army Martin MB-1 bombers. After a long meeting in Madison, the seat of Boone County, the miners were convinced to return home, but the struggle was far from over. On August 29th, the battle was fully joined.
Wow.
Private planes were hired to drop homemade bombs on miners.
That's amazing.
On orders from General Billy Mitchell, Army bombers from Maryland.
Oh, I know that. I know Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, were also used for aerial surveillance. One Martin bomber crashed on its return flight, killing three crew members. Yeah.
How about that?
First time I've heard of this. Battle of Blair Mountain. Did you know 95% of the world's food needs are provided by just 30 species of plants? At least 12,650 species names have been compiled as edible, but only about 30 of those provide 95% of the world's food needs.
And they're all available to cost plus 10% of
food outlets.
The big 30.
Alfie.
Did you know there's a giant shoe statue dedicated to the man that threw his at George W. Bush at a conference in 2008? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember the incident.
Building a statue.
But why did they build a statue?
I'll look it up. I'm not exactly sure. Saddam's hometown unveils a statue dedicated to the man who threw a shoe.
It's in Iraq.
President Bush. It's one of my favorite videos. Number one, Bush looks like he's having fun. And he's pretty good at dodging a shoe.
I thought it would be, you're talking like Berkeley or someplace like that where they hate everyone.
Oh, no.
And the Secret Service scrambling.
Did they, though? I don't remember them being too quick on the draw there.
I saw a couple of guys that were...
At the end of it, I was just glad it was the sole event. Thought I'd slip that in. What a heel I feel like.
Oh, jeez.
But we're right in step with what Jay's putting out here, so.
Stop it. I keep trying to think of one before you.
Sock it to me, Rich.
Sock it.
Quit tap dancing around the subject. Let's get on. Did you know rats can laugh?
I'm going to walk. All right, what?
Rats can laugh.
I've got that. You have a sound on tape. Well, check it out.
I was going to say, it's inaudible to humans. they laugh at a frequency of 50 kilohertz.
No wonder.
Somehow, somebody, I guess, was recording them, and yeah.
What do rats laugh at?
Right? Well, they can be tickled.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I see.
Yeah. They can be tickled. And finally, did you know that the Philippines has its own version of apple pie? Although it's not made from apples, so you can't really call it that. It's made from coconuts and condensed milk. Buco Pie is the name of it. It is believed to have been invented by Soledad Pahud. She discovered apple pie while working as a maid in the United States. She returned to the Philippines, where the lack of apples led to her coconut recipe instead. It's basically coconut pie then, I guess, if it's not, if there's no apples in it.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It can't be apple pie.
No, I've never heard of an apple pie that was holy apples.
It resembles a coconut cream pie, except that it is made with young coconuts and has neither cream in the coconut custard or meringue swirls on top of the baked coconut custard. It uses sweetened condensed milk, and the pie is made with buco meat. So, yeah, anyway, those are your random facts.
Well, all right.
Rich and Jerry are going to caucus on a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question. Our rocket scientist of the day last hour was somebody who compiled a study that says boomers are sensitive and self-centered, which I hate that.
Full of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could make a case counter to that, but we picked on that particular study for our rocket scientist. But what I'd like to direct your attention to at the moment is a website called spotcrime.com. You should register for this. They'll send you an email on a regular basis that details all the crimes. You can set the parameters.
Look at that. With that. That's all within 5 miles of you?
Mine's within three.
3 miles.
3 miles. And they list them in not by alphabetical letter, and they go A through O here. Theft, assault, robbery, assault, theft, 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 robbery, theft, vandalism, theft, 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 theft. And it's all basically within my neighborhood. If you look at 3 miles in all directions, that's what's going on. So if it hasn't happened to you or a neighbor, that doesn't mean it's not going on. And that's why Applied Security can help protect your home or business from people who would want to take your stuff or worse. They've been protecting Blue Water for 15 years, and they offer state-of-the-art technologies, video, whatever kind of surveillance you need. And they can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. And they're local, and they're just terrific people. They'll go above and beyond. Mark and Vicky have been in business since 1987. So when you want to secure your home or business or property, turn to Applied Security, 279-8338. Sign up for that spotcrime.com and get those crime reports so you know what's going around in your neighborhood, at least. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
We're going back to the very first random fact we did this morning. The oldest surviving parliament in the world is where?
Are you looking for the name of it or just the location?
Just the location. Okay. If they have the name, since we've been playing around with it all morning, that's great, but I'm just looking for the location.
Oh, you want to know? Can they sing the winning answer?
I mean, sure.
You want to know what's it all about then, as far as this parliament, right?
It's Monday. Let's make it a fun day. 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at the Food Outlet Nurse U.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, it's about to be our busiest time of the day for I-65 and 85 into Montgomery. We do have one problem at the interchange. If you're merging I-85 to 65 southbound, we have police at the bottom of the ramp. They're off on the right shoulder of the road. Both lanes are open, but please use caution as you pass. They're dealing with some type of issue at the wood line or behind one of the houses off to the right. Heavy traffic on the boulevard right now, but it is moving. We have no other issues or accidents to tell you about at this time. Buckle up and drive safely. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
736, I'm just curious, did Christmas vacation week start with the schools?
No, I think it starts next week for them.
Yeah. Seemed awfully light up.
I mean, it'll be, I'm sure it'll kind of taper off as we get closer to the weekend here, but I believe officially it is beginning this coming Monday through to whatever the day after New
Year's.
A
couple weeks, yeah.
All righty. Brian wants to take on today's pop quiz question. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Fixing to start work.
Do you know what the where the oldest part? Oh, yeah, the oldest. Do you know?
I like that.
Do you know where the
that's a useful word.
The oldest surviving parliament in the world is located. Do you know where it's at?
How about Iceland?
That is correct. Oh, did you get the name? Did you say what the name was?
Offing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it.
You got it. You good?
Congrats.
$10 a free shot.
I gotta know something.
Everybody knows something. Speaking of something, Something Clause is coming up this morning.
Oh.
Let's say hello to the other callers that cared enough to try, like Crawdad.
Good morning.
Hey. How are you, sir?
Sounds like an Icelandic.
Excellent.
Yeah, something there.
I missed it again, as usual. It was fun, though. That's a good one.
You only missed by one, so you came close.
It was good to have the Norwalk for the breakfast.
Bork. Thank you for the call, Crawdad. Here is John B. We appreciate your efforts, sir.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas. I don't talk to you before then.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate
Merry Christmas to you, too. Now, we also have the option today of playing
Truth or Baloney.
Plus, we have a conundrum we liked, too, by the way.
I never did check to see what Truth or Baloney the subject matter was today.
Oh.
Holiday trivia, Christmas trivia.
Oh, okay, that'd be good. Either one. If we don't do the conundrum today, we can save it because it's a good one.
7:38.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Highlight the facts here, but you may want to check out my morning video this morning and get more of the meat and potatoes of this severe weather outbreak we're expecting in the middle of the night. One which is a little bit more, let's say, a notch above what we would normally consider as a routine severe weather outbreak. This one has definitely has my attention. Breezy and warm day today with a high temperature in the mid-70s. That'll set the stage for the showers and storms overnight tonight. There's a risk of showers during the daytime hours today. In fact, there's already some showers on the radar. But the main action gets going by late tonight and through the overnight hours and through tomorrow morning and then moving into southeast Alabama after that. So the showers will come to an end, I think, sometime during the morning hours, maybe a little bit after dawn, maybe a little bit later. We have an enhanced severe weather risk. That's a level 3 risk. That's not good. So all modes of severe weather possible, including tornadoes. Tomorrow, after the showers end, falling temperatures, windy, will fall to the mid-40s, I think, by sunset. Overnight low 29 tomorrow night. Wednesday, we may barely scrape the upper 40s for a high, and then down to the 20s again late Wednesday night into Thursday. So big changes ahead. Stay weather aware. Right now, southeast winds at 7 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies, 61 degrees at 7:40.
Before we play Truth or Baloney, or before we do a conundrum or whatever else, we have animal stories for your Monday. So that's coming up next. Fox Business first.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global stocks are higher after an encouraging report from China indicating factory production and consumer spending there improved in November. Boeing shares are sharply lower following reports it is considering suspending or cutting back production of the 737 MAX because of uncertainty about when it will resume flying. Novartis is abandoning a potential blockbuster drug to treat severe asthma. The Wall Street Journal says the medication failed in two tests and performed no better than a placebo. There's a merger in the movie theater business. Cineworld, which owns Regal Cinemas, is buying Canada's Cineplex. It's paying more than $2 billion. That makes Regal's parent company the largest movie theater company in North America by number of screens. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save tens of thousands. For tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Nine more shopping days till Christmas. You still have a little time. Grab your credit card and go stand in line.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Laura Casey, a Democratic candidate for the Public Service Commission, has filed a lawsuit against the PSC for allegedly violating the Open Meetings Act. She was one of three people ejected from a hearing last month for recording the meeting. Judge John Garner told audience members during the hearing that they couldn't record because it was a legal proceeding. The man convicted of poisoning Auburn University's landmark oak trees has increased his restitution payments. Records say Harvey Updike has paid more than $3,000 in court-ordered payments since an October hearing. That's nearly half as much as Updike had paid previously since pleading guilty in 2013 to poisoning the oaks at Toomer's Corner. The increased payments came as a Lee County judge considered whether to have Updike jailed for failing to pay about $800,000 in restitution. And those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, it's Christmas time at Marguerite's, and we have our $99 special diamond necklace. Four styles, white, yellow, and rose gold for your absolutely terrific and just for $99. But if you want something else, come in. We still have time to custom make for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We make it with the highest quality, and we make it the most affordable. We offer layaway, and we also offer a financing program. So whatever you want to do at Marguerite's, come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open every day till Christmas. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We'll knock it out of the box. To you. Thank you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the most depressing day of the week. Weekend's expired and you're really tired. You just want to sleep. It's the most depressing day of the week. There'll be meetings to go to that you cannot sleep through. The clock is moving way too slow. When you think you're all finished, your hopes are diminished. You have to work late, you scream, no!
No.
It's the most depressing day of the week.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB at 744, 16 before 8 o'clock. Two-way time, courtesy of the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
That's Larry Stevens all the way.
It's time for Animal Stories. Wolfman, take us to the vote.
Stepped on that.
Stepped all over it. Bad wolf. All right, our top story. I just want to update. Manj Dewini had a very serious surgery for some cancer this past Friday. And what an amazing little beast he is.
His spirit.
Came back a little too fast. And he's that kind of a dog, you know. And so I had this. I'm dealing with it.
Right.
And he pulled on a couple of his stitches. So he's over with Dr. Kate Armstrong this morning, but all looks good. He's in good spirits. We'll get an update later. In the meantime, what's in your Christmas tree? An Australian couple returned home from work and they were shocked.
I'm shocked,
said the husband. As they returned to their home in Highgate Hill, Australia, Thursday afternoon and noticed that the birds on their balcony were acting unusually distressed. My partner's gone out there, was actually videoing them because they were going crazy. As he turned around and stepped back, he didn't realize he was leaning on the Christmas tree with a 10-foot python wrapped around it.
Ow!
Man. I've heard things, you know, people getting bushes and stuff at the store.
Yeah.
Come home and there is a bonus snake attached.
Now, snake, I couldn't get that.
They decided, rather than call animal control or some other authority, they decided to leave the serpent alone, and it left on its own accord after a few hours. I wonder. So when you buy a tree, always check to make sure there's no serpent in it.
God, that's creepy.
Firefighters in North Carolina came to the rescue of a cat spotted with its head stuck inside a prepared pasta can. The Clayton Fire Department said a driver spotted the cat with its head stuck in the metal can and alerted the department on Thursday. Firefighters used tin snips to remove the Bon Italia pasta can, also available cost plus 10 of food outlet, from the head of the uninjured feline. The cat was okay. What? Thank you. And now has flavored whiskers. It was a blonde tabby, so it had a little red sauce on the cheeks. And speaking of cats, another one that's... it looks like Baby Yoda. And you can find this one on the YouTube. Cute picture of this Yoda-looking cat embracing a five-year-old cat from Philadelphia, which resembles the character. Google Flathead if you would like to see pictures.
That little Yoda baby is so darn cute.
Golly gee.
And Mandalorian.
Later on, find out why humans are only supposed to reach age 38.
What?
Yeah.
In fact, used to be a ripe old age.
One time, I think at the turn of the 20th century, 1900, 47 was the life expectancy.
Uh-huh. So when you saw people like George Washington in the 1700s living to late 60s, and even, Benjamin Franklin lived to about 84. 80.
Yeah, 84. Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Why.
Well, he was getting a lot of...
he was Benjamin.
Pasta.
When he wasn't flying kites, he had something else up his flagpole. When you look at Benji on the $100 bill, you ever seen one of those?
I have, yes.
He doesn't look particularly sexy there, does he? Like the kind of guy that would...
Why don't you ask me if I've ever seen a $100 bill? I'm curious why you asked.
So that I would know the photo I was referencing was one you were familiar with.
Yeah.
I've never seen you flash money around.
No.
As far as I know, you may not have even gotten a grant, much less Benjamin Franklin. What do I know? I'm a box of those. And at the moment, not a very good one.
I was just curious. That's
all. Can't change for $1,000 on you.
For those of you who like boneless chicken, you must get to Food Outlet. The boneless tenders that I grill for the dogs and for Bailey.
Large, by the way. Large size.
You know, those are $3 a package.
Amazing.
And about 7-8 good-sized tenders in each package. And I paid under $20 for 6 packages. 4 to grill and 2 went in the freezer. Oh. In case there's ever a chicken shortage.
I see.
No, the breast, and they're so easy to make. You don't have to fry them. Just grill them or put them in the oven and or chill them down after you cook them. Chop up a chicken salad. They're so good. It's 100% white meat and bone free. $1.88 a pound. I never thought I'd see a price that low on the tenders. The big red can of Folgers coffee for coffee drinkers is $6.34. That's a deal. That's about $2 less than the other places charge. 2-liter bottles of all your favorite Coke products are just 99 cents each. And USDA T-bones. Well, all the meat in the meat department is cost plus 10, so you guys won't get T-bones tomorrow. You're getting, what's the one I made last time?
You did the New York strips last time, did you? Did you not?
I did the prime, what do they call it?
You can do prime
rib-eye. Prime rib-eye.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow.
Well, we're out of plastic knives.
I have a couple of steak knives in there that I will clean.
I've got a stash in the...
Oh, okay.
I have a hatchet in my trunk, too.
In the vault.
Food Outlet has three locations to serve you. I run into a lot of listeners now. I don't know. Sunday morning has become the place on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. But don't forget, on Main Street in the preferred community west of 31 and in Millburg on Highway 14.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Translated, cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
The ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
7:54. It's time to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
I need one contestant.
My subject is the holidays.
Holiday trivia.
Yeah.
That ought to be fun.
Holiday trivia.
That's a fun one.
272-9228. Don't make me beg. Don't make me...
This is a free call. 272-9228.
Keep in mind, too, that I already have enough stress going on today with Mange Dewini, so you would be doing me a big solid if you would just... That sounds awful. You'd be doing me a big favor. Big solid just comes up...
No, really. It still comes off as the way it's... intended.
And 272-9228.
You don't have to be here in the River Region. If you're listening to us on the app in another state, that number is 272-9228, area code 334.
And then the next time you're in town, you can enjoy the seafood bistro.
That's right.
If you're out of town, our country code is 1.
Yeah, if you're really out of town, right.
If you're out of the country.
For callers in Dubai.
Well, we're waiting for people to call. 272-9228.
They'll get there.
Does the next decade start in 2020 or 21? Just one.
Oh, no. It starts. It would start on January 1.
I agree. When the digit changes, that's the new decade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though there are like one out of five people say no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is the decade.
Yeah.
I'm doing it that way because my January magazine column is about why this was the best decade ever.
I didn't know when we started 2000 what we were going to call, but apparently that first 10 years is called the 2000s, and the second 10 years is called the 2010s.
Yes, that's kind of how that's worked out. And Randy's to the rescue today. He's going to play Truth or Baloney with us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Greg.
Hi, Randy. I will read you a statement. All you have to do...
You only want one, right?
Yeah, One's fine.
Okay.
Because we're also up against the clock here at 7:36.
Gotcha. That's fine.
I'll read you a statement. You have two lifelines here with Jay and Rich. Just tell me whether it's truth or baloney. Get two out of three right or get them all wrong and win. Statement one, female reindeer have antlers too.
Female reindeer have antlers too. What do you think?
True.
Winning. You're halfway to glory. They're the only member of the deer family where females also grow a full set.
That's what the thing says.
I think they mean antlers, right. I hope. All right, here you go. The festive red plants, poinsettias, mm-hmm. are native to the United States. Again, poinsettias are native to the U.S.
True.
No. No, losing, guys. Sorry.
All right. Here, I think you should be able to get this one.
Tell them where the poinsettias are.
From southern Mexico and parts of Central America. And, in fact, the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, a guy named John Roberts Poinsett, was the guy that brought them to America in 1825. So now you can have a conversation with anybody on poinsettias.
Oh, boy.
All right, this one you should be able to get. Truth or baloney? Hanukkah always runs December 22nd to December 30th. Truth or baloney?
Winning.
Baloney. You got it. That's correct.
All right. I thought so.
So you are a winner of a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Good work, man.
That's a
thank you very much.
That is a floating holiday if there ever was one, though.
Hang on. Jay's going to get your stuff. There's two more left we can just do for funsies.
Okay.
The holiday Festivus from Seinfeld is as old as Kwanzaa.
Oh, I remember Kwanzaa. You know what? It sounds like it's probably correct.
Both ideas came in 1966.
Uh-huh.
And all nine of Santa's reindeer have two-syllable first names. All nine of Santa's reindeers have two-syllable
Dixon,
first names.
Blixen, Rudolph. Is there anyone that doesn't? I can't think of any. I'll say true.
Winning.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and of course, the highly
adorable
Rudolph. 7:58, Montgomery I. Here's an idea. There's nothing self-centered, nothing wrong with giving yourself a LASIK procedure for Christmas. What a great investment in your holiday budget. To have, you know, to if you've been dealing with glasses and contacts, to wake up and see everything, I'm in a crystal clear focus, that's got to be miraculous. Unfortunately, the only way I can have that happen is when I put my glasses on, because my vision issue is not one that LASIK can fix. But I went to find out if I could have it, because I would have done it had that been the case. But maybe it'll work for you. In fact, it works for most, and it doesn't cost you a penny to find out, because you need to know that first anyway before you make a decision. Call 271-3804 for Montgomery Eye. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. It is not a long, drawn-out process. It takes just a few minutes. You could do it in a lunch hour if you had to, and they will give you the verdict. And then if you want it, you want to pay for it, with a little financing help, you got care credit for qualified customers. But most importantly, the experience there is second to none. 75 years